Good morning. It's 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today's Friday, May 18th, 2018, and it's time for our live local interview. Have a couple of folks from the city and borough of Sitka in the studio with me today. Shiloh Williams. Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Shiloh is the environmental superintendent for the city. We're going to talk a little bit more about what that means in a minute. And we also have Megan Bozak. She's the community affairs director for the city. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Yeah, thanks for coming in on this bright, blue, sunny day.
Thank you.
So, Shiloh, environmental superintendent, that's, I had to ask, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a fancy way to say that I'm responsible for managing the water and wastewater utilities for the city.
Okay, and what do you mean managing? So what does that mean?
Well, I have a staff of 10 employees that operate and maintain our water and wastewater treatment facilities, as well as our piping, our collection and distribution systems that bring water to your homes and take wastewater away. And so we manage that staff and manage the budget and make sure that we're following all of our regulatory requirements.
So you got a lot going on, but we're here specifically to talk about Blue Lake.
Correct.
Right? And the Blue Lake watershed.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about what's a watershed?
Good question. So a watershed is an area of land where all of the water that falls into it drains into a common outlet. And for us, that outlet is Blue Lake. And Blue Lake is comprised of, you have rainwater, snowmelt, and it's also glacier fed.
Okay. And how big, do you have a sense for how big that watershed is? How many square miles or acres, or how do you measure something like that?
You know, I don't have the square miles of the actual watershed itself, but I do know that Blue Lake itself is about 3.5 miles long.
Okay. So you're collecting water from various sources from lots far in a field.
Yes, right? Yes. There's billions of gallons of water in that lake.
So it's clearly an important part of the health for the community, that we keep the water clean. So we've got so in order to keep that water clean, you've got to fulfill some requirements. There are some regulations.
Yes, there's
there
a number
of...
There
have to be some regulations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a number of regulations that we have,
sure,
that we have to comply with.
Okay.
So one of such is, you know, Blue Lake is in the Tongass National Forest.
Okay.
And in 1996, the Blue Lake Watershed was designated as a municipal watershed in the United States Forest Service's municipal land management program. And so that really creates a partnership between the city and borough of Sitka and the Forest Service in order to help manage that watershed.
So does that mean you have a compatriot in the Forest Service that you work with regularly on this?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is that
yep.
person here in Sitka or?
Yes, we work with the local office.
Okay.
with Perry Edwards, for instance. We work with him and his team.
Okay.
Yep. And then we also have, you know, so Blue Lake is provides us with such a high quality of water that we have what's known as a filtration avoidance waiver through the EPA. So that means that we do not have to filter our water every day, which is a rare thing. We're only one of a handful of cities in the entire United States that don't have to filter their surface water. But having that filtration avoidance waiver, it's awesome, you know, and it provides, you know, an economic benefit to our community, because filtering year round is really costly. And so we have a number of requirements that we have to comply with the EPA and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation in order to have that waiver.
So that sounds like pretty extensive monitoring. Is that how you know you're meeting those regulations and requirements?
Yes, yes. Extensive monitoring, and as well as having a watershed control program.
So you'll have to help me with that. So
yeah,
what does
yeah.
that mean?
So that basically means that it's my responsibility, my and my team's responsibility, to control activities that are occurring in the watershed. We want to be sure that those activities aren't causing harm to our awesome water quality.
So obviously the road is open. Maybe not obviously. For those that don't know, the Blue Lake Road which is actually managed by the Forest Service. It's Forest Service Road, not a Sitka, a city and borough of Sitka Road. That was opened on Monday, so access is, has now changed. So that's something you're trying to let people know a little bit more about.
Yes, yes. So now that the road is open, it's a really, you know, it's practicing responsible recreation is lands in all of our laps, right? It's all of our responsibilities to make sure that we help protect this pristine water source that we have. And so with the road being open, it's been closed for a number of years. So none of these rules and regulations that we have to comply with are new, but having the road open for the first time in years, it's going to bring about a lot of people that want to drive up there. And so we just ask that people pack in and pack out. You know, don't leave garbage or debris up there. You want to pick up your pet waste. You know, anything that you leave up there has the chance of, you know, either blowing into the lake and causing adverse water quality, or leaching, you know, into the lake. And so we just really want to avoid that.
So it's a beautiful spot. I've been up there on my bike, and I understand lots of people have been walking up there. I'm sure people have been taking their dogs up and just for recreation. Have you seen, do you have a sense for any additional traffic so far, or over the last week? Any idea? Have you heard any reports, people coming back and saying, hey, I went up there, things are different, you know, it's not what I used to see? Well, what is different? So the road's different. I know when I've been up there before, there was a chunk of the road that was pretty washed out that I tried to steer pretty clear of the edge. Different, right?
That is different. So the road has been fixed, and so it's safe for vehicular travel as well as bicycle and walkers. You know, it's, so what is different is, you know, there was a gate at the bottom of the road, so folks could still bike or walk up the roads during the closure. However, now with cars, you're going to have people that have maybe been used to walking up the road. Mm-hmm. So now we just need to be sure that as you're driving up the road, you're, you know, driving with caution. You know, it can be single lane and lots of blind corners and such. So just, you know, drive slow and be cautious of your surroundings.
And there's an overlook there. Is that something that's new, or is it or
It's not necessarily new. It's nicer than maybe what was mm-hmm. what was there before. There's an actual spot where you can park and turn around. There's a bench up there. Of course, the view is beautiful, and so we want people to go up there and take advantage, you know, of the lake and what it has to offer. Mm-hmm. But we just need to be responsible about it. And, you know, if it ends up being where we're not being responsible, it could have to close again. That's always on the table.
So now that the gate's open, there's also access to the campsite or the area. And that's part of the watershed as well. Is that correct?
No, that's actually not part of the watershed. And I don't believe the campground itself is going to be open this year. The Forest Service is still working on improvements to that campground. However, if folks are interested in camping up in the watershed on the lake, the city ordinance requires a camping permit, and that's obtained through the police department.
Okay. So bottom line, take care of the resource that we have, because
yes.
all the entire community depends on it.
Yeah, Blue Lake is our drinking water. So what is going into that lake has a chance of coming out of our faucet. So really make sure that we're keeping everything out of that. It's very, very important.
Gosh, what else can you share with me? We talked about, well, what are some of the risks, I guess, if some contaminants do get into the water because people aren't being responsible, what are the things we might have in store?
Well, if our water became such that it didn't meet the standards to continue to have this filtration avoidance waiver, we would have to filter our water year round, mm-hmm. which is much more costly than our current treatment. So
it'd be expensive.
It would be expensive. Yeah.
Do we even have the infrastructure in place to do that?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Not at this time.
Okay. So that would be a major project, and it would take a while, I'm sure, to get to do if But we don't want to have to do that.
No, I mean, there are discussions in place. We have some other things going on with the penstock, which provides the water from Blue Lake to the hydroelectric facility, and that's the pipe that we pull water off of for our drinking water. You know, that infrastructure does need to be inspected, which means it has to be drained. And so at that time, we have to have plans in place in order to provide drinking water to the community. So we have some plans in the works now to build a filtration plant. But the whole point of that is we only want to use it when we have to. Mm-hmm. And that's during, you know, maybe some water quality events in the lake or during penstock outages, whether they're mm-hmm. planned or on an emergency basis.
And just a reminder, too, since we're talking about just taking care of our and being mindful of our water sources, that Indian River is watershed as well.
Correct.
That's another place that if you're out and about, please be mindful of your dog waste, of wrappers that you're dropping. Could be anything, right?
Yep. Just that practice responsible recreation. That's really important.
Well, thanks. That's a great reminder for all of us. Appreciate you both coming in today. I'll ask Megan if people have any questions, what's a good place to go for more information?
Well, there's been lots of information posted this month. May 6th through the 12th was Drinking Water Week, so a lot of information on our city Facebook page and then also cityofsitka.com for information on how you can help us protect and preserve this watershed.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in. We've been speaking with Shyla Williams. She's the environmental superintendent for the city and borough of Sitka, and Megan Bozak, community affairs director for the city as well. Thank you so much for coming in. And I hope to get out there this weekend, and I won't bring my dog. Is that okay? All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.